In a letter to Florida election officials, federal agencies say they have not seen any evidence of new or ongoing compromises to the state's election system infrastructure. That's despite recent claims by Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson that were immediately met with calls from Governor Rick Scott to show proof. Scott is challenging Nelson for a U.S. Senate seat.
And from my standpoint, you know, we're in the middle of a primary election. People are voting. Absentee ballots are out. Early voting has started in some places. And people need to know, they need to know the facts. And I don't think he's been transparent.
The Florida Secretary of State's office recently asked the federal government about Nelson's allegation. After interviews with anonymous sources, NBC News reported on Friday that there was some basis for the senator's claim. The last day for Floridians to request vote-by-mail ballots for next week's primary election is today. More than 1.6 million mail-in ballots have been provided, and more than 900,000 have been returned. Brian Corley is the Pasco County Supervisor of Elections. He says mailing in ballots early comes with a perk.
So if you're tired of the robocalls and you're tired of flyers, my advice to you is put on your to-do list today, vote the ballot, get it back to us, and it'll stop the robocalls between now and Election Day and then every election going forward.
Any voter who has requested a vote-by-mail ballot can track its status on the statewide Division of Elections website. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.